Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Waking the Gods, a reverse harem urban fantasy by Eva Chase, narrated by Samantha Cook and Aiden Snow. 1. Aria. To some people, a bad day was when it was raining and their heel broke, and then they were late for work. Those people have never had a bloodthirsty giant appear out of nowhere on a flaming bridge ready to slaughter them and everyone they cared about. Right now, as the giant Surt descended toward me and my gods, swinging his fire-laced sword with a vicious grin, I wished I were one of those people with their blissfully mundane lives.
"Hello, Asgard," he bellowed. "I've finally come to finish what I started."
The flames of his bridge arced down to singe the grass in the field where I'd just been having my first really peaceful day in Asgard. Heat wafted over my skin, and the thin smoke coated my nose and mouth. With a twitch of my shoulders, I urged out my Valkyrie wings. They'd been a part of me for so long now that their weight as they sprouted from my back felt more like a comfort than a burden. I grabbed my old switchblade from my pocket, wishing I had a larger weapon on hand. Thor and Baldur, who'd been sprawled in the grass enjoying the peace with me, braced themselves at my sides. Thor hefted his magical hammer, his square jaw clenched and his normally warm brown eyes now blazing with fury. Baldur's hands beamed with the supernatural glow he could turn into a weapon of his own. His normally bright boyish face had shadowed. Loki sped over on his shoes of flight to join us.
"Lovely to see you," he hollered to Surt. "You've saved us the trouble of tracking you down. We'll finish this war all right, but not with the outcome I think you'd prefer."
He'd grabbed a sword of his own. His other lithe hand held a crackling ball of fire, the same pale red as his hair. Surt chuckled, low and rolling, as he strode down the blazing bridge. The flames shuddered under his brawny form. He was nearly as big as Thor, and his magic made him a formidable foe, but there were a bunch of us and only one of him. At least, that's what it looked like in that first moment. Then a rush of shambling bodies poured over the peak of the bridge's arc after him. My heart seized at the sight of their deathly pale faces. The smell of damp rot reached my nose an instant later. They were Draugr, the undead figures Surt had been collecting into an army. But we'd destroyed his army. Just yesterday, we'd smashed his hidden caverns to bury the creatures and then burn them to ash. Where had this mob of soldiers come from? Something gleamed on their skin and in their hair. Streaks of water, I realized. Melted water. Here and there, flecks of ice and snow still clung to their clothes, disintegrating with the bridge's heat as they marched down toward us. Somewhere behind me, Hode cursed. Even if he couldn't see the threat we faced, the god of darkness must have caught enough from scents and sounds to understand the gist of it.
"Not so confident all of a sudden," Surt rumbled. "Did you really think I'd keep all my eggs in one basket? Underestimating your enemies has always been your downfall, Asgardians."
"So, you carted most of your army off to Niflheim," Loki said, his tone acidic. "How very clever. You're lucky they thawed."
Niflheim was a frozen realm that the gods had mentioned in passing. I'd never been there. It was the last place we'd have thought to check for the army of a giant who was so keen on fire, that was for sure. Especially when we'd had every reason to believe we'd already decimated that army. My heart thumped faster. Had our victory yesterday meant anything at all? We must have taken out at least part of his forces. But he might have gathered more Draugr than we'd ever suspected.
"We destroyed the army you left behind in Muspelheim, and we'll destroy the one you've brought here," Thor said. "No giant takes Asgard."
He raised his hammer, and the other three gods converged around me. After all the battles behind us, we moved instinctively, following the sense of connection that had bound us together ever since the four of them had combined their talents to bring me back from the dead as a Valkyrie. As I sprang forward, I saw Freya arrive beside us, her golden hair streaming behind her. She swung her sword with a bolt of magic.
"This will be your end, Kerr," a sharp voice sounded.
Tyr came charging up, swinging a dagger with his remaining hand. I guess the war god could still put up a good fight, even missing part of one limb. Just like every other time I'd fought beside the four gods I was bound to, my awareness expanded with a sense of their pulses thudding in time with mine, the energy surging through their bodies as they launched their attacks. And just like before, their powers merged as they threw them forward. Flares of light and darkness searing with a fiery intensity swirled around Thor's hurled hammer, straight toward Surt. At the same moment, the giant jerked his hand, and the bridge lurched. It tossed him in an epic leap over our heads and sent the rest of his army spilling down toward us even faster. Thor's hammer and the blaze of magic around it toppled a dozen Draugr, but there were hundreds of them, maybe thousands. The Thunder God spun around as Mjolnir flew back to his hand. Loki, Hode, and Baldur drew closer in a circle around me. We had the giant at one side of us, and the Draugr behind us now. Surt left us no time to regroup. He was already lunging at us, fire streaming from his sword. We flung ourselves out of the way of the lashes of fire. Loki toppled the first line of Draugr with a wave of his own flames, but others raised shields that propelled the heat back toward us. His scorching magic wasn't much use when these soldiers had been equipped by an enemy with his own affinity for fire. Odin appeared at the edge of the field, striding toward us with his silver spear. Tyr and Freya darted along the sides of the horde. They were trying to surround the giant in turn, I suspected, but Surt hurtled forward again, toward us and then around us, as he whipped his sword through the air. Thor yanked me to the side, but one of those tongues of flame sliced across my calf, sizzling straight through my jeans and, it felt, down to the bone. A stabbing pain radiated up my leg.
"Little Valkyrie," Surt said,
not even stopping for breath before he charged again.
"So small and frail among the gods, yet somehow you broke my raven's prison. I don't think you can escape me."
Thor squeezed my shoulder, I gave a quick nod, and the five of us moved together to meet the giant's attack. Somewhere to my left, a Draug let out a groaning sound, as one of the other gods must have crushed the life from it. Thor and Loki pushed ahead of me, Baldur's light blazing over Thor's hammer and Hode's darkness twining around Loki's sword. But Surt cut his charge short. He planted his feet with a thud that shook the ground and slashed out with his blade. Some of the flames that spilled from it shattered as Loki's sword cut through them. Others smashed into nothingness with the impact of Thor's hammer. One thick, hissing current shot straight at me. I tried to dodge, but my wounded leg wobbled under me with a fresh spear of pain. With a flap of my wings and a hiss through my teeth, I threw myself to the side, but I wasn't fast enough. The streak of fire slammed into my arm and torso, throwing me to the ground. I really cried out then. A thousand burning needles might as well have jabbed into my skin. An instant later, a cool blanket of shadow dropped over me, smothering the flames.
"Ari," Hode said hoarsely.
Surt bellowed. I shoved myself upright, stumbled, gasped, and clenched my teeth against the pain. We had to keep fighting. The gods needed me, even if half my body felt as if it were still on fire. A thicker, smoky scent prickled my nose. Some of the Draugr had barreled past us to reach the halls of Asgard. The enchanted weapons they carried had set fire to the thatched roofs and anything flammable inside. Sparks blew from the windows in a flurry like glowing snow. No. This was my home now. as much a home as I had. I hadn't fought all the battles I'd been through already to lose this place to some asshole giant.
"Keep at him," I choked out. "We can take him."
But the Draugr were swarming all around us, too. Blazing knives and pikes stabbed at us from every angle, and Surt sprang at us with another roar. Thor moved to hurl his hammer, and a Draug's blade sliced into his forearm deep enough to spill blood. Surt aimed his blast straight at me. He'd called me out for a reason. That thought hit me with stark clarity in the instant as his fireball whipped toward me. I was his main target, because I was weaker than the gods, and because I had strengths he didn't understand. He wanted to destroy me more than anyone, or at least to destroy me first. This time I threw myself upward, into the air as fast as I could sweep my wings. The fireball crashed into my thighs and propelled me several agonizing feet through the air. My wings shuddered with the pain. I dropped to the ground and rolled, barely conscious of anything except the vicious, throbbing crackle and the need to make it stop somehow. I ended up face down in the grass, smoke penetrating the earthy smell of the field. Every muscle in my body knotted. Just the movement of the air against my raw skin made me suck in a sob. I wanted to push myself up, to move, to do something, but my limbs refused. Shouts and the clang of weapons echoed around me. A groan that sounded more godly than zombie reverberated through the air. More thuds, more warbles of magical fire. I flinched at the sound. Someone crouched down beside me.
"Keep going," I said, my voice coming out a rasp. "Keep fighting. Don't worry, I..."
"That's enough talking, Pixie," Loki said, wry but strained at the same time.
"We're getting you out of here."
"Out of the field? But Surt, the Draugr..." He lifted me, even his gentlest embrace turning my body into a maelstrom of pain. Tears trickled down my face and stung my scraped cheeks. I wasn't sure I could feel anything below my ribs anymore. Not anything except that vicious searing.
"Let's go!"
Loki called out, and then he started to run, cradling me against him to shelter me from the wind that stirred when he sped across the landscape. I managed to focus on the world around me for long enough to realize that we weren't just heading for shelter in the city. He was racing past Asgard's buildings, past the stone-tiled streets, toward the edge of the realm, where Odin could call out a bridge of his own that shimmered like a rainbow. He was taking me out of Asgard.
"No,"
I murmured. "If we left, then Surt would have won. We couldn't lose the realm of the gods to him and his zombies."
"It'll be fine, Ari," Loki said in his breezy way. "We'll patch you right up and then put that charcoal-brained kin of mine back in his place. Where is the damned Allfather?"
He wasn't able to keep the urgency completely out of his voice with that last question. It occurred to me then, through the haze of pain, that maybe we weren't letting Surt win by leaving. Maybe he'd already won.
2. Thor. With every fall of my feet as I rushed after Loki past our city, I felt as if I were leaving part of myself behind. My teeth gritted against the rage surging inside me. We'd been complacent. We'd assumed our victory before it had truly been ours. And now, Surt and his army had all but overpowered us. The halls of Asgard were burning. Our Valkyrie had been burning. I could barely make out Ari's slim form in the trickster's arms, but a few strands of her blonde hair flew out with the breeze. The ends were singed black. I hadn't heard her say a word since Loki had picked her up. "As soon as we have somewhere to take shelter, I should be able to heal her," Baldur said, racing along on a beam of light beside me. Despite my brother's words, his face was grim. Healing Ari would depend on her still being alive when we made it to somewhere Surt couldn't blast her again. "He went right at her. Hode muttered from just behind us. He wanted to take her down first. Because he knows how strong she is, how strong she makes us, I said. A burst of pride penetrated the fury in my chest for a second as I remembered how Ari had leaped up to fight the giant and his army without the slightest hesitation. But her strength had revealed our own weaknesses when we'd lost her. We gods had battled Surt and his army alongside him before, during Ragnarok, but there'd been dozens more in Asgard then. The seven of us remaining hadn't had much hope of pushing back both him and his massive undead that he'd armed with blazing blades and shields. Our main hope had been the heightened power the four of us had discovered together, the power that linked us through Ari. Without her, our weapons and magic wouldn't merge and amplify. From the first moment she'd stumbled, I'd felt that connection waver. When Surt's last blast had left her slumped and charred, our attempts to halt him and his Draugr had faltered completely. I'd managed to clip his shoulder with Mjolnir, but he'd barely seemed to feel it. And at the same time, one of his undead soldiers had stabbed a brutal wound just below my ribs. If I'd dodged any slower, I might have lost my liver. The cut made my hasty breaths burn. With the blood that was dripping down my side, I really was leaving part of myself behind here. We'd be back. We'd be back, and we'd reclaim it all. Freya whipped around us with her falcon cloak and hurled a bolt of her magic toward the attackers on our heels. Her lovely face was tight with pain. A burn streaked across her other forearm all the way to the hand she held her sword with. I couldn't let her and the others behind me do all the fighting. As we reached the stone tiles of the courtyard that stretched almost all the way to the point where the rainbow bridge would form, I sprang around and landed with a thump of my feet that would have made the clouds thunder over Midgard beneath us. In a split second, swift as lightning, I took in the scene we were fleeing. Freya had dipped down to cover Odin as he slashed his spear through the line of Draugr that had nearly caught up with him. Hode paused just long enough to heave a wave of shadow that caught a few of the undead figures before the others sliced it apart with their fiery weapons. Tyr had lost his dagger somewhere in the fray, but he was making use of what he could. His warrior arm flung a stone hard enough to smash a Draug's skull. Hundreds of Draugr were still charging toward us, Surt near the fore of their crowd. More were pouring through our city, setting fire to whatever they could reach. My hands clenched at my sides. Smoke coated my mouth and clouded the sky. How dare he degrade our home this way? If we could just topple Surt, if we could take him down, his whole assault would crumble. The Draugr had no stake here beyond what he'd ordered them to do. I flipped my hammer in my hand and pitched it toward the giant with every ounce of strength and fury I had in me. Mjolnir's shining surface shimmered through the air, but even with the speed I'd given it, Surt saw it coming. He snatched up the body of a hulking Draug in front of him and threw it toward my hammer to shield himself while he dodged to the side. The Draug exploded in a hail of undead flesh that its companions barely appeared to notice. Mjolnir whipped onward fast enough to make Surt's beard twitch, but it smashed through a line of Draugr just beside him instead. His harsh laugh ripped through the air as my hammer flew back to my hand. A growl of frustration reverberated in my throat. Just by stopping for those few seconds, I'd let his army gain several feet on us. I hadn't destroyed enough of them to make any real difference. I caught Mjolnir, meaning to throw myself after Loki toward the edge of the realm, but Surt lunged forward right then with a swipe of his sword. That eerie fire it carried coursed off its gleaming surface and hissed toward us like a raging forest fire. Hode tossed another wave of shadow at the flames, and Freya cast out a waft of magic that chilled my skin as it rushed past me. Most of the flames sputtered out. One small lick scorched across the tiles to where Tyr had been standing and heaved him into the air. Surt had used his fire magic that way at the start of the battle, when he'd made his bridge launch him over us right into Asgard. Now he had it hurl my fellow god all the way to his flaming blade. Tyr tumbled onto the ground in front of the giant. Even as I jerked back my hammer, Surt sliced his sword down on the war god's neck. The blade severed clean through Tyr's neck, leaving behind a smoking stump. I lost sight of his head in an instant as it rolled into the horde of Draugr.
"One god down. Just a few more to go,"
Surt hollered with a vicious grin. He spun his sword in the air.
"Your people rose once. Let's see if he will again, or if that blessing ended with his second chance."
My gut lurched. As I hustled backward, away from the Draugr's continuing charge, my gaze shot to the field where we'd all risen after Ragnarok. The field that was now a scorched ruin. Surt snatched a spear from one of his soldiers and stabbed it into Tyr's chest. He hefted the limp, headless body in the air and brandished it like some kind of trophy. Our former bodies, mangled by Ragnarok's battle, hadn't lingered when we'd returned. They'd vanished with our resurrection. I watched Surt's display for several thuds of my heart, willing Tyr's form to disappear, to reform whole and well in the distance. The warrior god's blackened legs dangled lifelessly. His body stayed solid. Solid. And dead. Surt let out another bellow of a laugh. He flung the spear with Tyr's body at the nearest hall, so hard the weapon dug into the stone. My comrade's body hung there from the building's wall. Not just a trophy. A warning. We hadn't known for sure whether Asgard's gift of rebirth could touch us again, whether we were fully immortal or merely graced with endless life as long as we protected that life. Now the question was answered with gruesome certainty. It wasn't only Ahri who could die in this battle. It could be any of us. Surt picked up speed, running at us with a wave of his arm to urge the Draugr faster. I wrenched my gaze from Tyr's far too mortal body and spun on my heel. Loki had reached the edge of the realm. Odin, just catching up, thumped the end of his spear against the ground. Bifrost arched out through the air and down into the clouds, its rainbow glow the most welcome sight I'd ever seen. Ahri's body, huddled in Loki's arms, looked nearly as limp as Tyr's did. My rage sputtered out beneath the chill of my fear for her.
"That's right," Surt bellowed. "Turn tail like the cowards you really are. Asgard is mine."
Every particle of my being roared in defiance of that statement, but I couldn't see any way to defeat him now. I dashed for the bridge with the others. Hode's shadow snaked past me over the tiles, helping guide his way. He and I reached the bridge last. I grabbed his elbow, hurrying him onto the rainbow's gleaming surface. Loki was already racing down into the clouds. As I hustled on after him, Bifrost's surface faded behind me.
"I won't let him follow us," my father said, his low voice sounding even more hollow than usual.
One of Surt's attacks had burned part of the broad brim of his hat to a crisp. Ash dappled his shoulders over his dark blue traveling cloak.
"Neither he nor his friends will set foot on my bridge."
I wasn't sure the giant even meant to try. Surt's laughter carried after us as we fled down toward the world of humankind, but it sounded distant now, as if he'd halted his chase. He would follow us down to Midgard before long, though, wouldn't he? From what we'd understood, his plan was to take control over both the remaining stable realms among the Nine. It made sense that he'd started with Asgard, smaller and easier to catch us in a vulnerable state by surprising us there. But the vast and wonderful realm of humanity would be his next target. Tension wound around my lungs, sharpened by the still seeping wound on my side and the other on my arm, and by the sight of Midgard's forests and towns below the clouds. I was meant to be the protector of humanity, more than any of the other gods. This realm was my responsibility. I hadn't managed to protect my own realm from the invader. I had to do better by the mortals here, who were so much less equipped to fight back than we'd been. First, though, I needed to know that my recently human companion had made it through. I pushed myself faster, but even my well-muscled legs couldn't beat Loki's enchanted shoes. He'd already reached the ground. Odin had set Bifrost down by a barn that, from its sagging roof, hadn't been used in some time. The trickster carried Ari into the barn. Balder flew after him. When I reached the doorway, Loki had lain Ari on the straw-strewn floor. The musty smell that reached my nose must have been why he was wrinkling his, but his amber eyes were fixed on the Valkyrie. Her wings had contracted into her back, making her look as if she were fully human still. Her face had escaped the worst of the damage from Surt's attacks, but her eyes were shut, her lips parted, and jaw slack. The rest of her was a mess of charred fabric and skin mottled black and red. My fingers clamped around Mjolnir's handle so tightly my knuckles ached. Ari wasn't just a fighting companion and a friend. She'd seen parts of me even I'd almost forgotten existed and helped me recover them. She'd shown me tenderness and affection I'd never thought I'd find again. I'd started to think I'd get to spend the rest of my days with her by my side, and if the trickster and the twins shared her affections too, that didn't diminish what she and I had. Only showed the capacity of her heart. She captured my heart, with a depth I hadn't entirely known until right now, watching Balder bend over her ravaged body, feeling that pounding vessel inside me nearly tear itself apart. "Is there anything I can do?" I asked, every muscle in my body clamoring to be put to use. The God of Light shook his head without glancing up. He rested his hands gently on Ari's chest. A glow began to seep from them through her body. "Her heart is still beating," he said, his voice ragged with relief. "She's breathing. Just barely. It'll take some time, but I can save her." Loki stood up, his mouth twisting. He'd managed to pull his lips into one of his usual sly smiles by the time he met my eyes. "Let's give the healer room to work his magic without distraction, Thunderer." Reluctantly, I stepped back from the doorway. Hoad stayed turned toward his twin, his stance tense, but the blind god couldn't speed up Ari's recovery any more than I could. Odin had sunk down by the weathered fence along the dirt road that divided the farmland from the forest. Freya was crouched next to him. Where she'd moved aside his cloak, his trousers were darkly damp with blood. One or more of Surt's soldiers had gotten to my father, too. Balder was going to have his work cut out for him, patching up the lot of us. A fresh surge of fury gripped me. I stalked toward the road, tossing Mjolnir in my hand. With a satisfying heave, I hurled the hammer at one of the nearest trees. The trunk burst like the one Drog's body had, splinters pattering against the neighboring trees. The top of the pine crashed down into the forest. My momentary pleasure drained away. This wasn't accomplishing anything. It was senseless destruction. "You're leaking," Loki said lightly, nodding to my wound. "I might not be able to magic it better, but I could cauterize it for the time being." "I'm fine," I grumbled, which might not have been the most sensible response either, but the thought of dealing with my injuries when Ari was still unconscious from hers made my spine stiffen. I prowled along the line of the fence all the way around the abandoned farm, telling myself I was keeping guard. As long as I was in motion, my worries and aggravations could only nip at my heels, not gnaw right into me. I'd just finished my eighth circuit when a thin but clear voice carried through the barn doorway.
"Where are we?"
My heart leapt. I barged through the door, only managing to make it there ahead of Loki and Hoad because I'd been closer to begin with. Ari was sitting up against the wall. Her cheek was smudged with ash and her clothes still hung in burnt tatters on her small frame, but her limbs were only mottled pink now instead of the raw horror they'd been before. Balder was gripping her shoulder as he explained where we'd ended up. His white blonde hair clung to his forehead, damp with sweat from all the energy he'd expended. Ari's gaze leapt from him to the rest of us as we came in. A smile lit her face, all the way to her blue-gray eyes.
"All right," she said. "So how are we getting Asgard back?"
Here she was, just restored from the verge of death and already eager to leap right back in.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?